Welcome to Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck. I'm your host, Kimberly Severson. I am a certified life coach and an advanced certified weight loss coach, and I help my clients love the way they look and feel without the deprivation, restriction, and misery. Diets take over your life. They make you miserable and they don't work long term, but you don't need them to lose weight. If you are ready to be done with dieting forever, to lose weight in a way that feels like self-care rather than punishment, you are in the right place. Let's go. Hi, friends. I hope you are having such a great week. Thank you for being here with me today. Really excited to be here. It's a gorgeous sunny day, and there have been multiple gorgeous sunny days in a row, which is so fun. And I'm about to head out to the Catskills for a long weekend with some friends. This is our second year in a row having this little weekend together. A couple of them run a half marathon that's taking place in the area that, by the way, will not be me. You guys have heard all about my acceptance of my limitations as a runner. Maybe I'll run a half marathon someday. But as for right now, that will not be me. I will be soaking in the hot tub and maybe making them brunch while they run. But we rent an Airbnb up in the Catskills, and everybody is a big foodie and a wonderful cook. So we cook dinners and we eat and we drink wine and we hike and explore and we make s'mores. And I'm just really looking forward to catching up with my dear friends that I haven't seen in so long. We all used to work together in New York City back when we were young and free, and now we've all kind of moved to different places and we don't see each other as much, but we still do make sure to get together a couple of times every single year. So I'm really excited to have a lovely, relaxing weekend with my dear, dear friends. But first, I get to be here with you, which makes me so happy. I just love, this is like one of the brightest spots of my week every single week, and I love being here with you guys. So thank you for being here with me. So, interestingly, I had a whole different episode planned for this week. I had the idea all fleshed out and my notes all written, and then I just kept seeing the same thing come up over and over again in my world with some new clients that I'm working with, also with those of you that I chat with on Instagram or on Facebook. The same topic just kept coming up over and over. And I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast, because if it is coming up so frequently out in the world with people I'm talking to, it's probably coming up for you too. So here we are. I want to talk about something that I'm calling the frustration trap. So I want to talk about what it is, why people fall into it so easily, why people tend to use it as a reason to quit or to give up, and how, as a coach, that is such a bummer to me, because as I want to show you on this episode, usually when you find yourself in the frustration trap, in a lot of misery and frustration, so maybe you hit a snag in weight loss, something isn't working, you think you're doing everything right, but the scale still isn't moving, something really, really frustrating is occurring in weight loss, whatever it is for you, what most people tend to default to is using that as evidence that this is never going to work, or maybe restriction-free weight loss just isn't for them, or maybe it's something about their body or their life that's just going to be an impossible roadblock that can't be overcome. And for those people, I just want to be like, no, the frustration you're feeling can actually be so useful to you. That frustration is like a big neon flashing sign that is pointing to something that you are actually this close to figuring out if you could just learn to work with and use and learn from your frustration. You will actually overcome that obstacle that you think is just permanently in your way. And this is what coaching is, right? It's working with someone who can, one, open your eyes to what's not working or where you may be going off course in ways that you may not even be aware of. My coach just did that for me this past week. We had a one-on-one session and she just blew my mind. I was like, okay, I have this whole list of things that I want to talk about with you. And she was like, okay, we can totally do that. But first, here's what I'm seeing. Have you seen this? Does this resonate with you? And I was like, I was not even thinking about any of this, but it is exactly what I needed. So that was not in weight loss, obviously, but it happens in all areas of our life. So yeah, coaching can help open your eyes to like, hey, here's something that you may not even be considering, and this may be exactly what's in your way, which is why I love it. And I will work with coaches forever because who doesn't need that, right? That's so helpful. So coaching can help you see where you may be going off course in ways that you may not even be aware of. And also what it does is to help you not be permanently blocked by those snags or setbacks or obstacles, because that's what so many of us who don't have the kind of support that coaching provides do to ourselves, right? God, I did that for years on restrictive diets. Now, the methods that I teach you on this podcast for weight loss aren't restrictive at all, but that doesn't mean that they're always going to click into place overnight or that you won't occasionally hit snags or obstacles along the way. And that's when most of us fall into the frustration trap and we just let it stop us or let it become a reason for us to quit. So here's the trajectory that I see some of you follow. You might come across my stuff and you're like, oh my gosh, this resonates so much. I had no idea there was a way to lose weight that doesn't involve doing so much awful diet stuff, a way that won't take over my life and make me miserable, a way that actually allows me to eat. Like, this is amazing. This is different than everything I've heard before. I'm in. So many of you tell me that you discovered my podcast and you just binged it and it's been so helpful to you. Thank you so much for that feedback, by the way. I honestly could not be more thrilled that this is a resource that's actually helpful to people out there in the world that I've never even met. Honestly, nothing could make me happier than that. So that part is awesome. And I'm so amazed that you come across my stuff and you're like, yes, this could be the answer. But here's what I sometimes see that comes next. You might be chugging along, losing a couple pounds, and this approach feels so different and so freeing. And then you hit a snag. And maybe you're using the hunger scale. The hunger scale is the first tool that I give to all of my clients to help them start listening to their bodies. Cues for both hunger and satisfaction so that they can stop overeating, not because of any kind of like willpower or white knuckling, but by using their body's cues to say like, okay, this is when I'm physically hungry. This is when I'm physically ready for food. And this is when I've physically had enough. This is when I am ready to stop. That's the point of satisfaction. So that's an amazing tool, which, by the way, is available to you podcast listeners for free. If you go to the episode description on your little podcast player, otherwise known as the show notes, if you go there, you will find a series of links. You can click on one of those and download the hunger scale. Start using it right away. And so maybe you found my approach, you're loving it, you are trying to use the hunger scale, and you think you're waiting for hunger, and you think you're stopping and satisfied, but the scale doesn't budge this week, or maybe even for a couple of weeks. Or maybe you're practicing another concept that I teach, joyful eating, finding daily satisfaction and joy in the food you're eating. Maybe that's a totally new concept to you, and it's really, really hard to eat the food you enjoy without overeating it. So maybe you're like so many of us, and you've had a lifetime of telling yourself that if you want to lose weight, you can't have ice cream. You can't lose weight and have ice cream at the same time, or you can't have chips as a side to your sandwich because that's not healthy enough. And instead, you should be eating 2 servings of vegetables. So maybe you've been practicing thoughts like that because you've been steeped in diet culture like the rest of us. And maybe you've been restricting yourself in that way your entire life. So then when you start to dip your toe into joyful eating and you do allow yourself to have the chips instead of the vegetables, maybe it feels really, really hard to stop. That's so common. Or maybe you like the idea of the hunger scale, but you've spent so many years out of touch with your body signals and cues that you're like, I truly don't even understand what those things are supposed to feel like in my body. And I have no idea how to hear those cues or trust those cues or honor those cues. I don't even know where to start. Those are all things that I've been working on with my actual one-on-one clients this week. And by the way, none of those obstacles are insurmountable at all. In fact, I'm also addressing a lot of those things in a free training I'm doing tonight for the members in my Facebook community. So if you're not aware of this, we recently started up a Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck Facebook community. There's so much good coaching going on in there. If you are in there, also in the show notes, in the episode description, in your podcast player of this episode, you will find a link to be able to join that community for free. It's awesome. If you have a question, you can contact me directly in there. You just ask a question in the Facebook group. You can get coaching directly from me. I'm also doing free trainings in there. So you can attend those live. You can watch the replay. It's just the most awesome community. And if you're not in there, you should totally get in there. But we're doing a hunger scale deep dive today. So like, okay, you all have seen the tool, the hunger scale. You've started to use it. But if there is any part that feels confusing to you, I'm going to be addressing that on the call today. So like, what does true physical hunger actually feel like in my body? What does physical satisfaction actually feel like in my body? What are all the ways to detect that? What are all the snags that people typically hit? How do I overcome those? How do I troubleshoot things that might come up for me? What's the difference between just like a thought, like I just want to eat something or I just feel like eating something? How do I tell the difference between that and an actual hunger cue or satisfaction cue? We're going to be talking about all of that today in the Facebook community. So come join us. That's happening tonight. I'm recording this Wednesday. This episode is actually going to come out tomorrow. So you will have missed the call, but the replays are all there in the Facebook group. So get on in there. We're having a lot of fun in there. So anyway, there are all of these various snags that people might hit, and none of those obstacles are actually insurmountable. But if you fall into the frustration trap, you can really start to believe that they are. So the trajectory is that you find restriction-free weight loss, you get so inspired, so excited, and then you hit a snag. So something isn't working, and then you get super frustrated, understandably. Like, as a human, I totally understand that, right? We want everything to go our way. Of course, the best case scenario would be if this process would just be easy and would just work instantly. Like, as a human, I get your frustration. But instead of intentionally bringing yourself into the mindset of, I bet there's a way to figure this out, I bet there are people who have hit snags like this before and overcome those snags, I bet these are things that Kim helps her clients figure out every single day. Instead, if we fall into the frustration trap, we tend to do two things. We either doubt the approach, so we fall into like, oh, well, it sounded too good to be true. I knew this restriction-free weight loss approach wasn't going to work for me. There's just no way to eat real food and actually lose weight. Like, we doubt this approach. Or even more typically, we tend to doubt ourselves. Like, oh, there's something wrong with me. I can't figure this out. I have an obstacle, or there's just something about my body, or there's something about me that means that I can't get there. I can't do it this way. I'm going to have to go back to restrictive dieting or just give up entirely. So we basically get stuck in the frustration trap and we totally let it stop us. This is reminding me of a TikTok I just watched about that movie from the 80s. I think it was the, yeah, it must have been the 80s. The Neverending Story. Did you guys watch that? Are you of my age group where that was like, I watched that movie on repeat over and over and over again. And the TikTok was about how actually weird that movie is. Like, if you go back and watch it now, like, the characters were horrifying and there was just a lot of weird stuff going on. And I've seen this come up multiple times on the internet. All of us have like a core trauma watching Atreyu's horse Artax sink into the swamps of sadness. Do you guys remember that scene? So there's a scene in that movie. This is all, it's like the hero's quest. He's got to like overcome all of these things to save the whole world that he's in. But part of it is he's like walking his horse along the trail and they enter the swamps of sadness. And I guess when you go through the swamps of sadness, you're just like overcome with depressing thoughts. And if you let that overtake you, you just like sink into the swamp. And for all of us little kids watching this, it was like a very traumatizing scene because this poor horse sinks into the swamps of sadness and the boy, Atreyu, is just like devastated, obviously. But the frustration trap is kind of like this, right? We hit a snag. We get super, super frustrated. Of course we do. We're humans. It's not easy to reach goals. Of course. I'm not saying that frustration shouldn't come up. In fact, as I'll get to later, I'm saying the opposite. But yeah, we hit a snag, we get frustrated, it feels awful. We start to doubt the approach, we start to doubt ourselves, we sink into the frustration trap, we let it overtake us, we let it stop us, and we quit. And as I said, as a human who has pursued many goals, weight loss being one of them, but also goals in running, goals in parenting, goals in my career, like, yeah, as a person who's pursued a lot of goals and hit many frustrating snags myself, I get it. It sucks. Frustration is hard to feel. And if we don't have someone helping us troubleshoot and overcome, yeah, it can be really easy to fall into that frustration trap and to just say, you know what, this isn't going to work for me. So as a human, I get it. But as a coach who has 100% belief in you and, I will say, a 100% success rate with my one-on-one clients. Every single client I have worked with one-on-one in my 12-week container, who's done at least 12 weeks with me, has lost weight using these same restriction-free methods, not because they're any different than you, right? They all hit these same snags too, and we work together to help them overcome it. So as your coach, I'm not going to let you sink into the frustration trap and stop there, because I know that whatever is frustrating you is there for a reason. And it is my whole entire job to help you find solutions for those problems rather than stay stuck and quit. So you can do this with a coach for sure. I always say it, coaching just helps you get there easier and faster. It also provides the accountability so that you can't quit, but you can totally do this in your own self-coaching if that's the route you want to take too. Because not letting yourself get stuck in the frustration trap really does start with a mindset shift. It all comes back to the mindset work, guys. It's the first place we want to go with this because that's huge. Your mindset is everything. So rather than this frustration feels awful, and it means that there's something wrong with me or that there's something about this approach that isn't going to work for me and I'm going to have to give up on my goals and just accept that this is my lot in life, or I'm going to have to go back to restrictive dieting and be miserable for the rest of my life. No, guys, that is the frustration trap and it's just not true. When we think about those examples that I gave you of snags that people often hit when they're figuring out restriction-free weight loss, I hear those obstacles and my brain just instantly starts offering me different options to explore with clients. It's just like, boom, 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 boom. Here's a million ways we can go with this. So like one example of that is let's dig into what you think your hunger and satisfaction cues feel like versus what they might actually feel like. Because you might just have that a little off, but that's actually amazing news because it means that the tiniest little tweaks might get the scale moving instead of having you staying stuck. That's actually what we're going to talk all about in the training in the Facebook group tonight. So as your coach, when you come to me with a problem, I can think of 10 different ways to come at your problem. Like, let's explore. Let's try on different solutions because I always believe that there's a solution to every problem. And I can do that because I have really good thoughts about frustration. So instead of falling into that frustration trap right alongside you, like, yep, I guess this isn't going to work for you then. I guess you should quit or you should go back to restrictive dieting. That sounds completely absurd coming out of my mouth, but that's what so many of you default to inside your own heads. So instead of falling into that frustration trap, what I know is that frustration is not pointing out what's never going to work. That's just not true. Frustration is simply pointing out your next step. So what hasn't been figured out yet? Because frustration, it almost always means that you are right there. It is pointing out what you are on the precipice of solving, which is why it hurts so much to see you quit at that point. Because to me, frustration, as I said, is like a neon blinking light, like a big arrow neon sign, if you can imagine that, pointing to exactly what needs to be figured out. What you are so close to figuring out. So if you are willing, instead of falling into that frustration trap, if you're willing to be like, oh, here's frustration, it's coming up because it's here to show me something. So if you're willing to get curious and experiment and play with different solutions, that frustration is actually working for you because it's showing you what's in your way so you can solve it. So I have really good thoughts about my frustration and your frustration. I have really good thoughts about all emotions in general because I know that emotions are always there. You know, we've talked about this before on the podcast. Emotions are allies. Emotions are messengers in our lives. They're there to point something out to us. They're there to show us something about our experience. And if we're not just afraid to feel them, we're like, okay, the way I'm going to solve for frustration is quitting and giving up. So then I don't want to be frustrated anymore because I'm just deciding that this isn't going to work for me. If instead of doing that, we actually open up to frustration and we're willing to look at it and we're willing to see what it's pointing to in our lives and then work through that, okay, then that frustration is super useful. So I always say with my clients, when we explore, like, why is this frustration here? What is the purpose behind it? Why is it with us today? Often that frustration, yes, as we said, is showing us what hasn't quite been figured out yet so that we can look at that and solve it. But I always think too, frustration is there to show you how important this work is to you. Because as humans, we're not going to get frustrated over the things we don't really care about, right? Like personally, in my life at this point, I have no real desire to run that half marathon that my friends are running. So I'm not frustrated that I kind of max out around 5 miles right now because I don't really care. I'm actually pretty okay with that. But if that half marathon were super important to me, I might be frustrated that I haven't figured out how to run longer distances yet, but that's not currently frustrating to me because I don't care that much. But in weight loss, all of you here listening to this podcast week after week, you probably really want to get to a different place. You probably want to look and feel a different way. And that frustration, when it's not going perfectly according to plan, it's probably coming up to indicate to you that you really care about this. But we just take it the opposite way. We're like, I'm feeling frustration. It feels hard. It feels impossible to feel. I don't like being uncomfortable, so I'm going to quit and stop. Rather than being like, frustration is indicating to me that this is a goal that matters to me. And also, it is here to show me what I haven't figured out yet. That's it. So in those examples that I gave you, like if we were going to not fall into the frustration trap, but instead use and embrace and work with and learn from our frustration, it's like, okay, if I think I'm following the hunger scale, but the scale is stuck, it's not budging, it hasn't gone down in a couple of weeks, okay, I'm going to use that. What do I think that's teaching me? What do I think I need to change? What do I think I need to tweak or do a little bit differently? Not in a massively restrictive way, because that's another trap that you guys fall into. It's like, oh, this isn't going to work. I'm going to have to go back to dieting. It's like, what if this change could be small and easy and doable? And I'll tell you guys, usually what I see with people is that maybe they think they're waiting for true physical hunger, but they're not actually. They're like, oh, I usually have breakfast around 9 a.m. So it's 9 a.m. I'm just going to go ahead and eat breakfast without really checking in with themselves to be like, is there something in my body that's indicating to me that I'm hungry? Or am I just eating because I typically eat at this time? Or am I telling myself I'm waiting for hunger, but maybe I'm mindlessly snacking throughout the day? Like that is something I would want to look at with you as your coach, but you can also look at yourself in your self-coaching. Same with the other side of the hunger scale. Like we stop eating when our body is physically satisfied, not full, not stuffed, a little south of there. But sometimes people, it takes them time to understand what that exact feeling feels like in their body because there's a lot of gray area between physically satisfied, just a light feeling of food in the stomach, lightly satisfied. There's a lot of gray area between that and stuffed. And what I hear people say all the time is like, well, I'm not eating to physical discomfort. I'm stopping before I'm stuffed. I'm stopping before I feel sick. And it's like, okay, that's wonderful. That's a step in the right direction. But you still might be overeating just a little bit. And let's look at what your body actually feels like when you're finishing your meal, because you may be overeating by just a couple of bites every single meal, a couple of bites that you're not even going to miss, by the way, if we figure out how to stop just a little bit sooner for you. And it could be just eliminating those couple of bites per meal. As we said, that stacks up over time. If you think about if I overeat by 2 bites at breakfast, 2 bites at lunch, 2 bites at dinner every day, 7 days a week, I can't do math in my head, guys, but that's like what? Over 40 bites. And let's say there's 20 bites in any given meal. Oh my gosh, that's 2 full meals that I am eating per week that my body doesn't need. And I actually wouldn't even miss 2 bites per meal. Like I'm eating them kind of mindlessly. I can just stop eating them. And it's this tiny little tweak that will make all the difference from the scale not budging to the scale starting to budge. Or in the other example I gave you, where the person has been dieting restrictively, they're like, no, I'm not allowed to have chips with my sandwich. That's not healthy. And we talk about eating joyfully as one of the core concepts that I teach my coaching clients. I teach you here on this podcast. The idea of eating joyfully is that when we start to introduce things that are just kind of for fun, maybe like chips on the side of your sandwich, that over time helps us stop overeating those things because it neutralizes them. It's like chips are just chips. Chips aren't this like special forbidden fruit that we only get sometimes. And when we do have them, we kind of unconsciously slip into this mentality of like, better get it all in now because we're going to go right back to restricting tomorrow. We break that habit. We break that mentality. We neutralize foods like that. But the first couple of times you do it, it might not go that well. You might overeat those chips the first couple of times, which is actually part of the learning process. It's part of the neutralizing process. But if you're expecting things to just instantly click into place and then you get frustrated when they don't, you fall into that frustration trap, yeah, that can seem like an insurmountable obstacle. And then you might go right back to restrictive dieting. But my best advice for you is that you don't let that happen. And you're actually like, oh, frustration is here to show me something. As we said, it's here to show me that I really care about this, that I really want this approach to work. And also, it's here to show me that I just haven't figured out yet how to eat chips without overeating chips. And then I can start to use some of the techniques that Kim teaches on her podcast, right? Like we can start to do the pause. We can learn about urges. We can do that urge surfing meditation in the middle of a meal when we have the urge to overeat something, even though we know that we're physically satisfied. Or we can do the pause where we're like, okay, I'm not going to make any decisions for 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe I don't have time to go into the whole meditation right now, but I can take a little break because I'm recognizing the urge to overeat these chips. So maybe I can break the spell, do the pause, these things that I've talked to you guys about so many times, and just see if these chips are even that important to me 5 minutes from now, right? So instead of being like, oh, I overeat the chips once, it's never going to work for me. It's like I overeat the chips once. What am I going to try next time to overcome this obstacle? That's all it is. That's the mindset shift from this is frustrating and it means something isn't going to work because this approach doesn't work or there's something about me that is broken that isn't able to overcome these obstacles. It's like, no, we don't fall into that trap anymore. We say, okay, something didn't work the first time, but I'm totally going to figure this out. Either I'm going to reach out for support. Maybe I'm going to join that Facebook group and ask him that question directly. Maybe if you're really ready to get over these obstacles and solve these problems, maybe I'm going to sign up for a consultation and talk to Kim about coaching and how it can help me and where I'm going off track and how I can actually overcome these obstacles. Maybe that's the next step that you're going to take. But it's not sinking into the frustration trap as though it is that swamp of sadness and just ending the journey there. It's being like, yes, I am frustrated and this frustration is here for a reason. And here's what that reason is, and here's what I'm going to try next. Here is the next best action I can take to move forward. It's really, truly being in the belief that no problem is insurmountable, because that's what I believe for each and every single one of you. And that's what I've seen with each and every client I have ever worked with one-on-one in my practice. We've solved all these problems for them. So why not believe that there is nothing you can't overcome, because that's actually what's true for you. So if you need help and support, whether it is via a consultation with me or getting in the Facebook group, take one little step to move yourself forward. That's how you avoid falling into the frustration trap and just quitting. It's really simple, guys, but I get it. I get how easy it is to fall into that trap when you don't have that help and support. So I like to offer a million different ways for you to get it from me, you know, whether it's continuing to listen to this podcast, going back and re-listening to some episodes that you may need a refresher on, whether it's joining the free Facebook group, whether it's deciding to work with me directly, all of those options are available to you because you can get through this. I know it. And I believe in you. The best thing you can do is cultivate that belief for yourself in whatever way. So All right, guys, I have loved being here with you as always this week. I hope that this episode was helpful to you, and I will see you right here next week for even more. All right, guys, have a beautiful week. Bye. If you are loving what you're learning here on this podcast and you're ready to lose weight in a way that makes your life enjoyable instead of miserable, I invite you to head over to my website to download my free guide to restriction-free weight loss. It's called Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck, the No Diet Approach. Go to www.kimberlyseversoncoaching.com to snag your copy. I'll see you here next week.